Part of God, a simple book about who you really are and how to be truly happy. By T.E. Devine. Copyright 2014, T.E. Devine. All rights reserved. To those who suspect life isn't as complicated as it seems, and who search for the elusive secret that makes sense of it all. He who experiences the unity of life sees his own self in all beings and all beings in his own self. Gautama Buddha. You create your own universe as you go along. Winston Churchill. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you are right. Henry Ford. Introduction. This is a simple book about ultimate facts, the nature of reality, who you really are, how to get what you want, and how to be truly happy. It is a brief book, but it states profound truths. You can use the information in this book to live a happier life now, if you choose. Whatever you do at this point, it is inevitable that you will remember who you are eventually, and that what is stated here is the truth. It is not necessary to believe in God to benefit from this book, nor does it matter what religious or spiritual persuasion you follow. Atheists, agnostics, Buddhists, Christians of all denominations, Hindus, Jews, Muslims, naturists, New Agers, Taoists, Wiccans and Zoroastrians, and any of 10,000 other spiritual traditions will find helpful information here that is compatible with their beliefs. What is necessary is that you believe in yourself and approach this book with an open mind to increase your understanding of who you are and your proper place in your own spiritual tradition. Bring common sense, logic, and intuitive understanding with you, and you will leave with a better understanding of your true nature and your individual path to success. God is not external to anyone, but present within all things, though they are ignorant that He is so. Plotinus. Contents. Introduction, Prologue, Meditation. Chapter 1. Who You Are. Chapter 2. Why You Forgot. Chapter 3. How You Create. Chapter 4. What Are Beliefs. Chapter 5. Changing Beliefs. Chapter 6. The Nature of Habit. Chapter 7. The Nature of Love. Chapter 8. Consciousness. Chapter 9. Complexity. Chapter 10. Material Reality. Chapter 11. Spiritual Reality. Chapter 12. The Nature of God. Chapter 13. Jesus' Teachings. Chapter 14. Universal Teachings. Epilogue. The Simple Truth. About T.E. Devine. I think that modern physics has definitely decided in favor of Plato. In fact, the smallest units of matter are not physical objects in the ordinary sense. They are forms, ideas. Werner Heisenberg. Everything we call real is made of things that cannot be regarded as real. If quantum mechanics hasn't profoundly shocked you, you haven't understood it yet. Niels Bohr. The atoms, or elementary particles themselves, are not real. They form a world of potentialities or possibilities rather than one of things or facts. Werner Heisenberg.